I'm going to talk a bit about relationships with museums, museum collections, the possibility of donations to museums by artists or by family members. I think as we begin, it's important for you to understand a little bit about the nature of collecting in museums. Every museum has a mission statement. And in that mission statement, you are likely to find what is the focus of collecting activity of that museum. You know, many of us think of these comprehensive museums like the Metropolitan Museum of Art, which is a museum that collects from every time period, from every culture. You know, it is a comprehensive museum and it collects in every direction. The same is true, for example, at the Philadelphia Museum of Art. But those are really anomalies. Most museums in America do not follow that pattern. Most museums have a much more narrow focus to their collecting interests. That's very important for you to know because it is pointless for you as an artist or as a family member of an artist to be seeking a museum to acquire your work either by purchase or by gift if your work is outside of the collecting interest of that institution. It's a very obvious starting point. For example, if you were to look at the collecting mission of the Michener Art Museum, you would discover that we collect work primarily of Bucks County regional artists, but we are interested in American art across the board, but our focus is on artists from the region. Very important fact to keep in mind when you're looking at museums, have an understanding of what is their collecting focus. Because they do have a focus. You know, for example, the Pennsylvania Academy collects American art. So if you have European pictures in your collection, there's not much point in talking to the Pennsylvania Academy about a gift of that work to them. So that's a kind of beginning point in terms of your dealings with museums. When it comes to the question of possible donations of work to museums, I think it's also important to remember that with very few exceptions, it's rare that a museum is going to be interested in a huge body of any individual artist's work. They just don't have the ability to do that. You know, granted, there are some internationally known artists who may be able to place a huge body of work with a specific museum, or there may be museums that take an enormous body of work of any individual artist. But again, that's really the exception. Most often, you know, a museum might want a suite of a certain artist's work, and maybe that might represent 10 examples or 15 examples or 20 examples. But get beyond that number, you know, get beyond the number of 5 to maybe 20 examples, it is unlikely that a museum is going to be interested in a huge body of any individual artist's work unless that museum has had some significant relationship with that artist, or that artist really has a very, very significant reputation and position within the context of that museum's collecting interest. So that's another important fact to keep in mind. Also keep in mind that most museums, the Michener is one of them, we will not take artwork with restrictions. If you come to us and say, I have this great work done by my father, and I'm going to give it to the Michener Museum, I only have two conditions. First of all, I'm going to show you which walls I want it to hang on. And secondly, of course, you can never deaccession this work. You must keep it forever. If you come to us with those conditions, we will say to you, thank you so much. We appreciate your interest in our institution. We do not accept artwork with conditions. And if you and you have to understand the thinking behind that is very simple. It would really be foolish of any museum to tie its hands in perpetuity to a body of work. So conditional gifts, unless you are Walter Annenberg talking to the Metropolitan about your French Impressionist collection, the Met is not going to accept conditions for the gift. And even the Michener is not going to accept conditions in the gift. Actually, in thinking over the 20-year history of this institution, there is only one gift that I can think of where we accepted a condition, and the condition was that prior to deaccessioning, we would offer to sell the work back to the family before we would deaccession it. So that's a very important thing to keep in mind as you're talking with or you're thinking about gifts to museums, both in terms of gifts of family members of your own work or gifts of other people's work, is that conditions generally are unaccepted. Now, certainly, you want to look at the integrity of the institution, and you want to be certain that they have some acceptable deaccessioning policies. For example, here at the Michener, any assets, any funds that are realized through the sale of artwork are restricted for only one purpose, the purchase of additional artwork. We cannot use funds from deaccessioned artwork to pay the electric bill, to pay salaries, to build buildings, to do any of that. The only thing we can do with money that we realize through the sale of artwork is to buy more artwork. And if you donated a piece to us that we sold, and then we went and we bought something with that money, your name will get attached to the new piece that we've purchased. So that's the kind of ethical standard that's generally accepted in most American museums. And what it does is it assures us that as a society, we do not have museums that are basically selling collections to pay the electric bill. Because once museums begin to do that, then the collections will no longer be protected. I think the other thing that's very important for artists, if you're thinking about possible gifts to museums, certainly if it's during your lifetime and you're thinking about a gift, talk to them in advance. Have some dialogue with the museum. Find out if they really want the stuff that you're going to offer. Because it, you know, are they likely to accept it? Because a museum can take a gift and not accession it into its collection. So a museum can take artwork from someone that comes in an estate gift and decide not to accession that work into the collection. It can turn around and deaccession that work. There are some technical tax issues in terms of length of time that museums need to hold work that are also determined by whether the gift is through an estate or is made through a living artist. But, you know, if your goal is that you want to give work to a museum and you think it's going to be accessioned into their collection, you better have that discussion with them in advance of just writing that in your will and leaving a body of work. Because, as I say, it may not get accessioned into the collection unless there's been some advanced discussion with the museum and they've agreed to do that. The other thing that I think many of you know is this very peculiar situation that we have in America where artists are only allowed to deduct the cost of materials when they donate work to nonprofits. Despite many, many efforts to change that, that law has not been changed, and the tax regulations still say that if I'm a painter and my work, let's say, sells on average for $10,000 a canvas, and I make a donation to a museum of one of my canvases worth $10,000 on the open market, I, as the donor of that, can only deduct the cost of the canvas, the stretchers, and the paint that's on the canvas. That's the current tax laws. Very important that artists understand that and remember that in terms of any gifts by artists. That is not the case when the artist is deceased and family members are making donations. The tax laws then do change, and it is possible then to get a fair market value when work is donated. I think that one of the very important things that you should do if you're an artist and you're thinking about, or if you're the family members of a deceased artist and you're thinking about approaching museums for possible donations, one of the important questions I think that you should ask is, have you had a relationship with that institution before? Has your work been exhibited at that institution? Does that institution own any of your work already? Because if the answer to those two questions is yes, then I would say the doorway is open for you to have some discussion with that institution about a possible gift. If the answer to that question is no, then it may or may not make sense. That institution may or may not be interested in the donation. Because unfortunately, you have to realize that no museum is going to be interested in every gift that it is offered, particularly if we're talking about gifts that are going to be accessioned into the collection. As I said before, the work has to be within the context of the museum's collecting interest, and the work also has to be within the context of what that museum and its curators and director perceive to be work that they want to add to their collection. And there's a very, there's a multiplicity of issues that influence museum decisions about work that goes into their collections. I mean, clearly, obviously, the institution's perception about quality and importance and significance is a very high-ranking issue in terms of those decisions. But there are other matters, such as what are the current holdings of the museum? You know, is this an area that it wants to explore? Are there some connections that this artist has to other artists that are already in the collection? It's a very complicated subject for an individual museum to decide whether or not. Because generally, keep in mind that a museum that takes an object into its collection does not take it in with the plans to deaccession that object. The museum takes that object in with the belief that it's making a long-term commitment to that object. You know, any museum with any integrity is taking stuff into the collection and it's going under the assumption we're going to live with that object for a long time. And living with that object means we're going to take care of it. We're going to find an appropriate space for it. We're going to put it in the appropriately climate-controlled conditions. We're going to do restoration work to it. In essence, that museum is going to be making a financial commitment to that object because it's going to marry that object in a serious way. It hasn't taken that object in and said, we'll keep it for a couple of years, then we'll sell it. It really isn't making that decision. It's making the decision, this is an object that's likely to be with this institution for many years to come. That may not be the case. 10 years, you know, it may be 10 years later, and life may have changed in that institution. And I'll give you a good example. I mean, I think the Michener is a terrific example of that. We're a very young institution. We're about 20 years old. Museums are built in decades. You know, 20 years in the life of a museum is nothing. There are objects that this institution accessioned that it took into its collection 20 years ago that 20 years ago were important to this institution because the quality of our collection was so limited that certain examples were the best examples that we had. Well, things have changed in the last 20 years. We've received many gifts. We've acquired a lot of artwork. And our collection has grown significantly. And many of the objects that we took 20 years ago are not as important to us as they were 20 years ago. We have much better examples of that artist's work than we had when the institution started. That's one of the key elements that motivates us to deaccession work. You know, I'll name a well-known Bucks County Impressionist artist, Edward Redfield. You know, when this institution was founded 22 years ago, just about any Edward Redfield that we would be offered, we would jump at, because he was an artist of some reputation within our collecting interest, and we had nothing. Well, our holdings today in Edward Redfield are pretty significant. We have a lot of Redfield's work, and we've got some really major pieces. So some of those objects that came to us in 1979 or 1980, I suddenly made the institution 10 years older than it is, are really not as important to us now because there are much better examples of that artist's work that have come into the collection. So we have begun to, and we are actively involved in deaccessioning some of the lesser examples so that we can acquire better examples of other artists whose work we want to improve the quality of in the collection. So understanding that nature of how a museum works, I think, is a critical part of thinking about gifts to museums. So check and be certain that the collecting interest of the institution is consistent with your work. Do you have a previous relationship with this institution? Have you had an exhibit? Have they acquired any of your work previously? Have you got a previous relationship with them? Are you prepared to make an unrestricted gift? Do you realize that as the artist, you're only going to be able to deduct the cost of materials? These are all questions that you want to ask. And then the obvious things that I think Michael Shantz talked about in his essay on this subject, museums are structured organizations. The last thing I want is an artist who arrives with a portfolio at the front door and says, I'm here, I want to show you some pictures. Trust me, that's the worst thing you can do, obviously, at a museum. They're structured organizations. You want to make appointments. You want to go through channels. Museum curators and directors are besieged by folks who are looking for exhibitions, are looking to make donations, and they're looking to filter that, because it can be, as you can imagine, it can be an awkward situation, a difficult situation. No one likes to, I'm an artist, I've certainly received many rejections in my life for exhibitions. I have some feel for what that's like. No one likes to give those negatives to another person. No one likes to say to an artist, you know, that's really interesting work, but I really don't think that's work that we want to be exhibiting. So putting a museum on the spot in terms of that is not a good thing. You know, bumping into a museum director at a social event and promoting your work, probably not the way to do it. It's just not a smart way. Be professional, be ethical. Recognize that they're making decisions. You may not agree with them, but I assure you that most of them are sincere and genuine in their efforts. And I do believe that most of the museum directors and curators that I know are genuinely trying to, they have great respect for artists, they're trying to do right by the artists, but they have their individual judgments. And you may or may not agree with those judgments, but hopefully those judgments are independent, they're based upon their experience and their knowledge. So those are some general thoughts about donations to museums. I certainly would encourage artists. Museums are great places if you can place some of your work in museums. And I have certainly seen individuals who will do that in a very careful and thoughtful manner and will attempt to place work in many institutions. And that happens not just obvious by artists, but also by family members or by friends of artists. I won't name a name, but there's an artist from our region who died and who left his work, was a fellow artist, was left to be in charge of this individual's work. And the woman who is in charge of that work has done a very thoughtful job over about a 15-year period of very slowly and carefully placing the work as that individual looked at institutions and saw ones that she respected. She then attempted to place work at those institutions. And I can't name a name, but about 10 years ago, this person called us and did what is the best thing to do with a museum. They didn't come to us and say, here's the painting I want to give you. They called up and said, would you come and take a look, see if there's one that you would like. And I was invited. I went to the storage facility, looked at about 20 or 30 canvases, selected the one that we were interested in, we were given it. We loved the picture. The picture has been on permanent exhibit for many of those years. And I recently received another call from this individual. They're now interested in placing yet another canvas with our institution. Same procedure. We're invited to go and visit, look at the material, decide which one is appropriate, and select it. I might say there is obviously self-interest on the part of the family also in placing things in museums. There is no question that placement in museums can impact the market value of estates, the market value of work, and the market value of artists' work. There's something to be said for having museums show. Museums are, in fact, the gatekeepers, no question about it. I want to offer one, and I'll stop. I just want to offer one word of caution to family members, because I've seen this happen. Any number of family members that I know where the artist dies, within a month of the death of the artist, a dealer will visit the family and attempt to purchase a huge body of the work. Unfortunately, very often that attempt will be to purchase the work at a fraction of its market value. And I cannot tell you the number of times, because I also am frequently called after an artist dies. I'm called by the widow or whatever. I cannot tell you the number of times when I will go visit family members who are thinking about donations, where they have already been visited by somebody who has been to the widow and has basically assembled a pile of work and said, "I'll write you a check for $10,000. I'll write it for you right here on the spot." Very often, this is an artist who, during their lifetime, has not sold a lot of work. And fortunately, frequently, family members are smart enough to say no, because that's the worst thing that family members can do. You know, someone has died quickly, and there's a visit, and they're going to get rid of it. Because so often it takes time for an artist's work to be recognized and become important. And it takes time for someone to place the work, to look at possible exhibitions. There are some classic stories. There was some discussion before about artists. You know, photographers, dying in poverty is something that the best known photographers have done, with a couple current exceptions. But if you think about someone like Matthew Brady, the famous photographer of the Civil War, Matthew Brady dies in poverty with no interest in his work. Or you think about someone like Edward Curtis, the man who photographed Native Americans. Edward Curtis dies in poverty with no interest in his work. The one that infuriates me the most is Walker Evans, because one of the things that happened to Walker Evans before he died is that some individuals bought all of Walker's work, and part of the deal was that he couldn't make another photograph during his lifetime with anything other than a Polaroid camera. So I just throw out a word of caution to artists and artists' families. Be careful. Value the work of that departed artist. Don't be taken in by those who would quickly try to make a buck from the work of dead artists. Thanks.